welcome back to the Sight to the Blind. And first off, let me say I'm sorry for those who didn't hear the last couple episodes or didn't hear particularly the last episode because the volume was low. That is my fault. I got too carried away with the quiet storm voice. But anyway, as I said before, this world is garbage. The people who uphold it, the people who defend it are also garbage. There's nothing else you can say. There's nothing else you can do. You just got to accept it for what it is and move on and stay doing these commandments, stay doing these feast days, stay doing the calendar and do as best as you can to stay righteous and upright so you can be blessed, so you can be covered in these last days. And by what I mean by that is this whole situation, I'll start with Bronny James. Now, we just went through the Mar Hamlin situation, and they tried to milk that for what it's worth. In my opinion, I don't feel like they got as much as they could get out of it. I felt if they was already on a run of him coming back, they should already just got them into the playoffs, got them into the Super Bowl, and everybody would have lost their mind, and that spirit would have ran rampant. Everybody would have been so caught up in that emotional high of the Buffalo Bills and the Dallas Cowboys going into the Super Bowl. Everybody would have watched because it was a feel good story. But they opted to go Philadelphia and Kansas City and had like a whack storyline of the Kelce brothers. Anyway, so the Bronny situation after Jamie Foxx had came out with this fake stroke and then he comes out with this pitiful sob story of, oh, I didn't want people to see me like that, this fourth and this five. But come on. Celebrities love when they can garnish attention, especially if something happens to them. They love to milk it. Like Chrissy Teigen loved to milk her miscarriage. Love to milk it. These celebrities are put in the positions to be worshipped. Why wouldn't they want to show themselves in a hospital or recovering or recuperating? Or he didn't even have to show himself. He could have took a picture of his medical ID tag and say, oh, I'm fighting through it. And people would have loved it, but they didn't do that. They kept it. They kept everything in the dark. So you would have to assume and take their word for it that he actually had a stroke. But he had a stroke. 2 or 3 months go by. You don't see any you don't see any mishaps. You don't see any side effects from this particular stroke if he had one. You just saw what? You saw a light-skinned version of Jamie Foxx. All they had to do was put makeup on or a filter on. All they had to do was shoot the apology video or the PSA he did in a different lens. They want you to believe that he's a clone. They want you to believe that all the people that you've seen them sacrifice, seen them ritualize, that they're going to take time out to create a clone for a celebrity that really isn't putting out the work that they need him to. What would be the point of cloning him? Like I said before in the last episode, if they really wanted to show us that they can clone, why not put a top-tier actor in a movie with his clone and have it like at least make it in a way that we would believe it or not believe it? Make it be so good, like it can't be a clone. It got to be CGI. And have us really truly pay attention to it. But they haven't done that yet. And they've had great chances to try to make that happen. I would love to see another double impact. When Jean-Claude Van Damme, you would love to see that. But it ain't gonna happen. Because people think the clone's supposed to work in the same way as the first original copy is supposed to work. These people, mind you, this is the same people who tried to clone our biblical history and couldn't do that right. This is the same people who tried to put our biblical locations as it relates to the real locations in Africa to put it in that fake land that's no bigger than Jersey and pawn it off as a religion by bringing in Europeans and Russians into a city-state that's already been inhabited by another group of people. They couldn't even do it right. And they're supposed to be the most powerful people amongst all the nations. And yet every time you point the truth at them, they cry and whine. And go rat and tell to the ADL. Like the ADL has like a military on standby to just bust up in your house and say, hey, you're being anti-Semitic. You got to come with us. They don't have that type of power. If they hated us so much and they really wanted to wipe us out, why didn't they drop Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs on top of us before they even got into slavery? Because they had to know eventually slavery was going to end. They had to eventually know our curses was going to end. They don't have the power to charge up the military and go door to door specifically for African Americans and take us out. They don't have a power to even lynch us. They don't have as much as y'all think they do. They don't have the power to lynch us. So, but you believe they have the power to clone a whole human being underneath the Most High's eyes and make it believable enough to where we start worshiping man and creation more than we worship at the Most High. We start defending their conspiracies instead of defending the word of the Most High. So when we get to this Brony James situation, the first thing y'all did again, oh, they're going to clone him. He's going to sacrifice him and clone him. I knew when he wasn't going to be sacrificed. They watch us. See, now they're running out ways to put celebrities or put people they want on Front Street in your face. They're finding little to no ways now of trying to be original. Now they just ran this whole, oh, everybody having a cardiac arrest, or everybody's falling down at practice, or having a stroke, or having a heart attack on the field. It's too late. It's the spell's running off. They don't have time to get everybody in line because it's too much going on. They're trying to push that climate change through. So they're operating in different countries. So now it's a global thing. They have to waste time, money, and manpower trying to fool you into believing climate change is real. I don't think they have enough manpower to keep all of their lives straight and all of their rituals straight. I don't think they don't have the manpower. Because you gotta remember, this world is still ran by people who think. Even if they don't know what they're doing, they still think. They still have to go to people and persuade them to do some wickedness. So as time moves faster, they can't keep up with the rituals they want to do because they're doing other things. So of course he fell down or he had a cardiac arrest and he needed to be resuscitated and he ended up in Cedars-Sinai Hospital where all celebrities end up somehow. And then the guy who is an internist, the doctor who is an internist, gave a statement to the New York Post that, oh, yeah, he's at home resting. An internist, an intern cardiologist, was able to make a statement on a high-profile patient. Never would happen. And you have never heard this type of scenario happen even when Hollywood celebrities go to Cedars-Sinai. So it's to get you to pay attention to him. So when he came out, he goes out and about. He goes to an A-list celebrity restaurant spot with his family. Then he's on the news today playing the piano. Like they trying to show you he's talented. He's trying to do an audition. Maybe the next time you see him, it'll be in a movie. He'll have like a little scene here and there on a TV show. But that's what they pay for. That's what they pay in blood for. That's what they pay their or take their oaths to. They have to put him in front of you to make him likable. I don't think he has a personality. But they have to make you like him. Sometimes they win, sometimes they don't. But then in order for them to make him an idol, they have to create these scenes and scenarios to make you pray for him, to make you fall in love with him, to make you watch him. Because I can tell you this, you wouldn't even pay attention to Bronny James when in the NCAA season came. You wouldn't pay attention to him. It'd be the football games going on and other basketball games going on and people going through their everyday life trying to make ends meet. You are not going to pay attention to when Bronny James is going to be playing. You're not. So they have to make you pay attention to him. And I understand why people got their panties in a bunch over the Serena Williams and Sha'Carri Richardson, Brittany Griner post that I made. What do you want me to say? All you got to do is do the research yourself. All you got to do is take a step back. Take a step back outside of your skin tone, outside of your gender, and look at things objectively. Because one thing I can't tolerate is when every time I point my finger at a black celebrity, then it's supposed to mean I'm going against a whole race. Like if going after Serena or going after Sha'Carri Richardson is supposed to bring my race down. Like I'm the crab in the barrel that I don't like to see my people succeed. What does that mean? Watching my people succeed because I'm supposed to make these people an idol for me? Because I know how they got to where they are? I'll tear them all down. I don't care. Most of these celebrities I talk about, I have been in rooms with, shook hands with, broke bread with, ate food with. I don't care. And I know it's only a majority of black folk who are unawakened, who are not ready to accept the truth. But let's go back to Michelle Obama. When everybody started saying Michelle Obama was a man, black women particularly and weak black men was defending it. Defending it. Tooth and nail defending it. And when we started coming out with the evidence, when the evidence started slowly leaking out, they didn't have nothing to say. They kept their mouth shut. They were embarrassed. And this what it's going to be like for Brittany Griner, Sha'Carri Richardson, Serena Williams. It's just like that. Eventually, it starts coming out. You cannot hide truth for too long. If you're sitting too close to the TV screen, you're never are going to actually see the way I see or anybody who in this truth sees it. You're sitting too close to the TV. If you're defending an idol without getting a paycheck for defending such idol, you have a problem, not me. You have that problem. It wasn't like I sat there and on a whim and said, you know what, I'm going to go after Sha'Carri Richardson, Serena Williams, Brittany Griner today. I sit there and watch. Every little thing they do, I watch. And I make sure in myself, in my spirit, that before I even make a video or before I make a post, I got to make sure I'm ready for the pushback and blowback from this particular post. And this ain't the first time I brought this to attention. I brought this to attention when Sha'Carri Richardson was at the ESPYs wearing that dress. It was no hips on this woman or this man. And the chest is not a normal chest to have from a woman or a young 20-year-old. I don't care how many weights females lift, it's hard to get that cleavage from the top of your clavicle down to your the bottom of your nipples. It's tough to get that as a woman. You have to sit there. You have to do some true bench pressing. I'm talking about four, five, six reps. And I mean, four, five, six sets of reps of 10 to 15 each to even accomplish having that type of definition. And black women are not really ready to hear it, but their makeup styles, everything they get from their tutorials come from men. This goes all the way back to Enoch chapter 8. It was Azazel and the fallen angels, all men, who taught how to beautify the eyelids, who taught makeup to men. It wasn't women that taught makeup to women and men. It was men, the fallen angels, the sons of the Most High, that taught man how to put makeup on. So where do you think we're going back to? If this is days of Noah, this is also days of Enoch. So I'm pretty sure they were trans and cross-dressing then. Only Satan would know. All the demons would know because they were there at that time. But I'm pretty sure Satan knows that man was transsexualizing themselves back then. That's why he's doing it now. He knows we're on a straight time slot to go right back to the days of Enoch and Noah. We think we're doing something new. Everybody else, the Most High and all these angels and these watchers, they know what's been going on. They got to be sitting up there laughing at our dumbasses. Look at these people. They're going right back to when the Most High put a flood up and washed them out. Satan is giggling, cackling. Every time y'all follow these religions, every time you don't follow these commandments, every time you don't do them feast days, Satan sit up there laughing. Every time you engage in his foolishness, he's laughing. These celebrities think, oh, Satan and the devil horns and all that stuff, those symbols, do they really think Satan be taking care of them in such a way that he not sitting up there laughing at them because he knows that check, that bill is going to come due? That is what he does know. It don't matter how many times he can try to eradicate Genesis 6 or the book of Revelation, it don't matter. He knows it's going to happen. He knows it's going to happen. It's why he's telling his little minions that he's coming back after 1,000 years. Remember LeBron tried to put out his, I don't know if it was his cousin or his uncle or some, Uncle Junebug or whatever. He tried to start teaching scripture. And all he kept repeating is that after 1,000 years, Satan's going to be loosed upon the earth again. And he is. But that's the only verse that he was talking about. So they know. He knows. But he got to be telling them, like, look, just chill in hell. You're going to chill in hell for a little bit. You ain't even going to be burning. You're going to be in Sheol. You're going to be resting and chilling. And then I'm going to come right back out for 1,000 years. Y'all going to come with me with the resurrection. He's probably telling them some all type of wildness. And they probably do believe it. To a point. So why do you think they put male and female sports and never females and male sports? It's all based on idol worship and money. When it comes to female sports, there aren't enough female stars to keep a star in a consistent basis. I mean, we had Layla Ali. There's never been another Layla Ali. Trying to find a star within female sports is really hard to do because not every female can be marketed. One of the best female tennis players right now is Iga Swiatek. Phenomenal tennis player. But she's hard to sell. She's hard to market to because she's just a girl next door type. She puts her hat over her head. Like, she's not a sexy person that can sell sex to. Any of the WNBA players, some of them are cute, but they don't have the talent to make themselves a Michael Jordan. Katie Ledecky, look her up, or look him up, who broke Michael Phelps' record. Does not look like a natural woman. Does not. I don't care if you swim all your life and you have big broad shoulders. I understand that part, but look at the whole picture. I have never seen a female with that much of a receding hairline. Suspect to me. So in order for them to make you care about female sports or care or for women to have an idol, they have to infuse men into female sports. So they dangle the distraction over you saying, oh, look at this girl over here. This is a man. and they're competing as men. Look over here. And at the same time on the other side, they sliding in other men that are pretending to be women right underneath your noses, and they're not coming out with it. They want you to believe that the Olympic Committee is really against high testosterone, when they know there's other Olympians in those same sports that are bona fide men. They everything is a lie. It's all ran by Freemasons. It's all a lie. If these people truly want to blend the genders, blend the sexes, so they can worship this Baphomet, worship the beast, they have to pretend that they're against it, and then slide other athletes underneath the back door. They want to. They can't stand natural women. This goes all the way back to Satan and the serpent not liking Eve for producing Yahusha, producing Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, producing Solomon, producing David. That's what that war is about. And in producing us, those who are in the nation of Yisrael, those outside of it but still following the righteousness, they can't stand it. Because it's you who's going up there. It ain't him that's going has a chance to go up there. It's you have a chance to go up there. And you are no powerful or no smarter than him. That's the gag. That's the joke. So that's why the Most High says, I don't care about the multitude. Let them perish. But let the grape of the cluster remain with me, because it's they who I have worked tirelessly to perfect. So when it comes to these trans athletes in these female sports, it's just for women to idolize. It's a joke to you. It's to mock you. Your makeup, the way you try to contour your face, contour your eyelids, and you wearing them big wish broom eyebrows, it's a mocking to you. You rather look like men in makeup than you rather look like Sarah, Ruth, Bathsheba, Rebecca, Judith. You rather look like men. Learn from men about how to be a woman. And this goes all the way down to the studs. Studs aren't just waking up and coming into their own. They're watching men dress, men act, and trying to duplicate that. So studs are truly acting like men because that's what they want to be or think they are because they just feel unattractive. So everything women are trying to compete with, all this comes from a man. So you idolizing men. Oh, down with the patriarchy, feminism, da-da-da-da. It doesn't work. Feminism does not work without man. It's just a tireless use of energy. So that's why I made that post, and I'll keep making those posts. Because obviously people don't know biology 101. And you cannot hide hips. You cannot hide female hips. I don't care how skinny you are, how muscular you are. You cannot hide that pelvic bone. There's women with narrow hips, and there's women with no hips. But it don't matter because you cannot hide those hip bones. You should be able to tell a man. You should be able to tell what a man look like. But the point is, you sit so close to the TV and all you're seeing is RuPaul's drag show. You're seeing drag queen story time. You're seeing drag queen makeup tutorials. And you're seeing odd, oddly shaped men trying to be women. And that's all you see. And then you see women with all these overdone BBLs and breast implants and lip implants and injections in their face. So you lost. Your vision is and your reality is altered. I don't sit there and watch that stuff every single day like y'all do. Doom scrolling. I learned that. My woman taught me doom scrolling. Like, y'all doom scroll. You flick, 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 flick. Story, 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 story. TikTok, 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 TikTok. And all you seeing is either fake bodies, no bodies, and male bodies. After a while, that blends in your mind. After a while, your reality is skewed because of that. Now, I told you on multiple episodes that there's going to be a water shortage coming. It's going to be a water crisis. I keep saying this from the 2008 Big Short movie. At the end of it, when Michael Burry's only investment was water, that's a signaling that they're going to come back again with the financial crisis, except it'll be a water shortage. So Zephyrhills Spring Water Company, I didn't even know it was an actual town, but they are running out of water. The story goes, Southwest Florida Water Management District, which manages water resources for Western Central Florida, said Northern Tampa Bay has been under a water use caution for more than 30 years. Weiss said City Council passed a one-year residential moratorium last month, which says that for the next year, the city won't accept new applications for new residential developments that are over an acre. It's a proactive measure to make sure that we can provide water to all residents that are moving and coming into Zephyrhills, said Weiss. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection shared its 2021 annual status report, which said Florida's current freshwater supply is projected to be unable to meet all of the growing needs of Floridians in the future. Weiss said the city of Zephyrhills has used an average of 2.9 million gallons per day so far this year, which came close to hitting the limit of, get this, 3.3 million gallons per day. But the city wants access to more water. Southwest Florida Water Management District said the city has submitted an application to increase its allowance to 4.46 million. Like I said, the water is going to be shortened out. And it may not even be that the water is being shorted. They're going to short it themselves. That's why I said you got to prepare. Get those two-liter jugs. Get the water machine that you see in offices. Rent them out. They have places where you could buy the machine if you wanted it. But stock up. Because it's coming. And I bet you it's going to come in a time where it's going to be so hot you wish you had water nearby. They're really trying to push this. Oh, it's heat. Of course it's hot. It's July and August. It's always hot. We went through this last year. People really truly forget that it's always been hot during July and August. And we act like this heat is something new. Because everybody's watching TV. Yeah, it feels a little bit hotter. But they're still running those chemtrails in the sky. We're still causing thunderstorms. Those chemtrail planes have been running nonstop. These fake wildfires that you've seen all over the place, the one that happened in Greece, they already came out with a story in The Guardian saying people are also lighting forests on fire, or lighting grass on fire. I seen a video of the Greek one where people were lighting up the weeds or the grass with fire on top of the flames that were still burning. So it's all, they wasting so much manpower trying to get this global warming crisis started that they have to light fires and make sure no one finds out. But it's slowly slipping out that people are finding out. You have to be really retarded to not believe that these people are going into forests and going into wooded areas and not lighting these fires themselves. It ain't that hot or that with that dry humidity to something to set fire to itself. Before, it used to be just in California. Now it happened in Colorado. Then it happened in Florida at one point. Then now it happened in Greece. Like, no one's checking the humidity levels and say, nah, that don't make sense. It's too moist. It's too moist for it to for anything to just catch fire. Why is everything? Why is grass catching fire? Woods catching fire? Nobody's clothes is catching fire. Nobody themselves is catching fire. No one's being singed. Yet trees are catching fire. Makes no sense. Now they're trying to, again, predict the program, another round of vaccines with this Marburg virus, which is something like Ebola. But if you read the symptoms, it sounds a lot like the Outbreak movie with Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr. They have to keep re-engineering ways to make you scared, to make you afraid. But they tried to do that Ebola virus a couple years ago, and only one person came over here, and he ended up in Atlanta, and then you hear nothing else about him. And I feel it's weird that it's always coming from Africa. Anytime anything is mentioned that's in Ebola or a Ebola-type virus, it's always coming from out of Africa. Like, they have medical camps or medical facilities there. They're just out there experimenting on Africans with this Ebola virus and trying to find new ways to make a contagion. But it's like I said, it's the same people. The same people that's been hiding the maps of the real locations of biblical cities are the same people who can't stop lying. And all those lies fall apart. They have to come in and rip up some of our pages or destroy the algorithm or change certain things. They have to do that. Because the truth, they can't stop the truth. So this should show you how much power they don't got. The best thing you do is just flick the Instagram off. Flip Facebook off, flip TikTok off at the same time, and you'll see people panic. But at the same time, people will start talking to each other. This is one thing they don't want. They don't want you being able to know knowledge and understanding and reach out to other people without them seeing it. They need to see what you're doing. See, they don't have a scenario where they have knowledge or understanding or report of how people act when things go totally dark. They only have maybe Venezuela and a couple other cities here and there. Just like I told you what happened in South Africa with that street blowing up. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the work. The evidence to show is like, okay, this is what these people do when we take social media away from them here. This is what these people do when we take water from them here. They don't know what you guys are going to do. That's why they need to watch you. They don't know your behaviors yet, especially when it comes to a real crisis. And they need to know how to manage it. It's like a faucet. They need to know when to turn the water on and when to turn the water off. Because if everything is dark, they can't control who we talk to. And they'll be so scared that we are linking up or we finding righteousness or we find the true proper way that they lose more people than they want to that they're trying to take to hell. Because that's all it's about. It's about taking everybody to hell. Esau, the spirit that rules this kingdom, they don't want people to find the other side of that world. They don't want us to come into the world when Yaakov reigns, the spirit of Yaakov reigns. They don't want to come into that. They don't want you to find out what that world is. They want to keep you dumbed down and ignorant and thinking this is the only world you get. They want you to YOLO it up. They want you to do what thy will. Because they have to do this. They have to be on that do what thy will. They have to be on that YOLO. Because this is the end for them. And they know it's the end. So let me end it on Revelation 21 and 22, because I know churches do not cover the book of Revelation like they're supposed to, because they're still trying to sell this rapture. That just hold on and endure, everything will be okay because we're going to get raptured before the trials and tribulations actually happen. And I saw a renewed heaven and a renewed earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, Yohanan, saw the holy city, renewed Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her man. And I heard a great voice out of the heavens saying, behold, the tabernacle of Elohim is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and Elohim himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. And Elohim shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. Overcomes. He that overcomes. It don't say he should chill and get raptured up out of here. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's woman. And he carried me away in the Ruach to the great high mountain. He showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Elohim, having the glory of Elohim, and her light was like unto a stone, precious even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the wall had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates of the 12 angels, the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Yasharel. This is why Christian churches do not go into the book of Revelation, the last two chapters. Because you're asking yourself, well, where are these 12? Who are these 12 gates for? Because Judaism doesn't talk about 12 gates. Judaism doesn't talk about the 12 tribes. They call themselves Israelis or Ashkenaz. So who are these 12 gates for? What are the qualifications for these 12 gates? Verse 22, and I saw no temple therein, for Yahuwah Elohim Sabaoth and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine it, for the glory of Elohim did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works of abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's sefer of life. Religion is a lie. When you teach Jesus Christ, it's a lie. When you teach Christmas and Easter, it's a lie. Or observing these holidays, or these feast days, it's a lie. None of the Israelites partook in Christmas or Easter. They were destroyed from being in religions. The 12 gates do not have Judah, Simeon, Asher, and / the denominations of Christianity. It don't say Muslim or Islam. It don't say the fruit of Islam. It don't say the nation of Islam on none of these gates. So why would you need to be in a religion when you can follow the word as is? It doesn't take a lot to follow the word as is. It just takes you for actually praying at the times you're going to eat on the designated feast days, or actually try to make an attempt to rest on the Shabbats, to pay attention to the new moon festivals. All of that is works, treasures of works that be laid up for you. So on your judgment day, you can say, yes, I tried and I failed, but at least I tried to do it the right way. I tried to follow the feast days. The Most High knows that we will always fall short of his glory, fall short of his uprightness, fall short of his righteousness.
He knows what he created, and he knows the fallen seed that is in us. But we fight every day. Every day is a fight. Every day is a war. To stay on path, to stay on task, to stay in his laws. That is what's going to be added unto us when he shows us our treasure of our treasury of works. Because knowing the truth and still continue in your religion, that's going to be subtracted to you, subtracted from you when you actually go in front of him and say, "Oh, I was wishy-washy. I was lukewarm. I knew the truth, but I like tradition better." But you cannot, like it says, you cannot take abominations into his sanctuary. And how do you know what was an abomination? All you got to do is look how the Israelites were destroyed time and time again. Chapter 22, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on the either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bore 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. So what does Satan try to do? He try to put his name in your foreheads and in your hands. Like I said before, everything that the Most High has done, Satan is the cheap copy, the worthless copy. Every masterpiece has a cheap copy. Everything has a cheap copy. So, of course, Satan wants to put his mark on your head or mark on your forearms or mark on your hand to gain access to stuff that's corruptible, that's going to be faded away or destroyed. And there should be no more night there. And they shall need no candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahuwah Elohim gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and Yahuwah Elohim of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that guard the words of the prophecy of this sefer. And I, Yokohana, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard them, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see, you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them which guard the words of this sefer, worship Elohim. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this sefer, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. According to his work shall be. So if you're doing no work, what do you think you're going to get? If you're doing a little bit of work, what do you think you're going to get? But if you tirelessly working in that garden, as I described before in the last two episodes, if you're finding your own personal garden Eden and you're really working for the Most High, sweating in the hot heat for the Most High, putting plow to soil for the Most High, watering the crops for the Most High, what do you think you're going to get? You're going to reap what you sow. If you reap a little, you should reap a little. But if you're really out here putting in that work and doing whatever you can do, including the feast days, including the true calendar, you should get back everything you put in. This is not like this system where you work 80 hours a week or 80, I don't know how y'all do it, 40 to 80 hours a week and get back a little and get taxed on top of your work. It's not going to be like that. This is not capitalism. The Most High is not, when you get to heaven or you when you come to Judgment Day, it's not going to be like capitalism. It ain't going to be a tax, a resort, a heaven tax, a resort tax, a robe tax, to come into the 12 gates tax. It ain't like you get to the 12 gates and be like, damn, I got to pay a toll. I got to get my son pass out. It's not going to be like that. The qualifications is just following these statutes and commandments. That's it. It's nothing more than that. You don't even got to do much. You really don't have to put in overtime. You don't need anybody to cover your shift. All you are doing is presenting your soul, your spirit, as an offering. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. The city ain't Rome. The city's not Greece. The city's not America. The city is not D.C. The city is not Miami. And the city is not Texas, Houston. The city is not Phoenix. The city is not Inglewood. We're talking about Jerusalem. You have to think about that before you get into, I'm from this place and I'm from that place, and it's all going to pass away. It says new heaven, new earth. Everything else is going to pass away. It's going to be worthless. Not even the sun and the moon, as powerful as they are, they won't even come into the new heaven and new earth. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loves and makes a lie. Now, they use dogs in a different sense, too, as a metaphor for homosexual men. Because obviously the doggy style is, yeah. But I've seen it being mentioned by Paul before, of calling homosexual men dogs. I, Yahusha, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the called out assemblies. Not the called out churches, called out assemblies. The Greeks translated assembly into church would make y'all go into churches that have no power to give money and tithing and thinking that prosperity gospel is going to kick in for you and keep you safe in these last days. That is what the Greek and Roman Catholic Church has done to you. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright star rising in the morning. And the Ruach and bride say, come. Let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto you, every man that hears the words of the prophecy of the Sefer, if any man shall add unto these things, Elohim shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the Sefer. And if any man shall take away from the words of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part out of the Sefer of life and out of the holy city and from things which are written in the Sefer. He which testified these things says, surely I'll come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Adonai Yahusha. The grace of our Adonai, Yahushua HaMashiach, be with you all. And what do you think the Roman Catholic Church has been doing this whole time? Adding and taking away. Even in the Sefer, I've seen them change words. Adding, taking away. I mean, some of the words are insignificant, but I've seen the change. They create more and more different translations. Some without certain verses in them, adding and taking away. So when he talks about these plagues, they all know what will happen to them. So I don't want to see people's lips poked out. You chose to be in a religion that is adding and taking away. Regardless of what denomination of religion you are. I don't care if it's Muslim or Islam, whatever. Adding and taking away. Adding to another religion, taking away from our history, our truth, our prophecies, and adding them to your denominations as you see fit so it can masquerade itself as a holy document or a holy doctrine. That's what you truly have to think about when you read the book of Revelations. Because only one person we knew, or we know two, because he told Ezra, don't count yourself amongst the sinners because you have a treasury of works. He told Aseneth by angel, girl, you already written in the sefer of life. We're not going to be that lucky to have an angel to come down and tell us, hey, don't worry, you're written in the sefer of life. We have to work for it. But the people he has given us as a testimony, those are the people that we should follow. Those are the people that we should give attention to. Aseneth gave up the throne to be a queen of Egypt to follow Joseph. Ezra went in and out of captivity with the Babylonians because he was just born in a time where Yasharel could not keep the commandments, but he kept faith. And the Most High showed him so much to prepare himself for what was going to be in our time. Him being obedient and actually writing these things down and put them in the sefer was to save our lives. Those are the men that we should be paying attention to. Ezra, Baruch. They tell you exactly what the Most High is going to do. So it should be no shock to when it comes to our judgment day that we should already know and be prepared of what our works will be in the end. It ain't going to be no do-overs. It's no reset button. This ain't like when we had Nintendo and you were losing to your sibling and you pretend to kick the remote out the socket before the match was over, before the game was over, before, you know, the fight was over, and do a reset or a hard reset. It's not going to be like that. All this playing we do on social media, and that's all it is, playing. All this playing we do, it's going to be added to us. Now, mind you, I don't mind. I'm not, you know, trying to be a party pooper. I'm all good for having fun. But have righteous fun. Do it righteously. Because everything you say, everything you do is written in the heavenly tablets. So there's no excuse when you go and meet the Most High yourself and you tell him what you've been doing and he already knows what you've been doing. Just like he asked Cain, where is your brother? The Most High knew exactly where he was. Most High knew exactly what Cain did. But Cain took it upon himself to lie and say, I don't know, I ain't my brother's keeper. And then lived the rest of his days marked for death. I'll see y'all next week.